Welcome to Poke the Bear Podcast. We are here to expose the lies that this culture uses to manipulate this generation. Interested? Have a listen.
Ready, we live, we jumping, we recording, bro.
Let's
get into it, man.
This is your boy Dante.
What's up? This is your boy Daryl.
And today we are still on dating step four.
Dating step four.
Yes.
Pivotal step. All of them are pivotal steps.
Friendly dating. Mm-hmm. So today we're gonna really talk about and dive into grooming or manipulation.
Ah, perfect word for it. Grooming. When I think of grooming, I think of a barber.
Yeah, which is something we probably need right now.
You know what I'm saying? You know, it's quarantine, but yeah.
Can't even go to the barber.
Man.
So good thing y'all can't see us. So.
Right. This is a podcast, not a video blog, which is dope. So.
But today, focus is going to be on grooming. So over the last probably three videos that you may have listened to prior to us, there was a lot of talk about what dating is and what it consists of dating and things you need to know of how to go about dating.
Yeah.
But we want to talk about what dating isn't and how things you need to be aware of, these grooming tactics, which can harm you and hurt you.
Definitely.
From eventually to where it can possibly turn you into a groomer as well.
I was a groomer. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, I didn't know I was grooming.
Right. And the funny thing about it is you didn't know it. I honestly didn't know a lot of things that I know now if it wasn't because of this program. I didn't know I was a groomer.
Right, and the program, like, I've been teaching this for about 5 years, and it woke me up to like, bruh, you've been out here manipulating.
Tripping, dude, straight manipulation.
Yeah.
And you're using it as the good guy. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And you thinking that you, even though it's benefiting that person too, And it's benefiting you, but at the end of the day, what are we doing? We are still harming the person.
Definitely.
Manipulation is not a good thing.
Definitely.
And
not.
It's something that you need to be aware of. And I'm glad that it made me aware of what I was doing to somebody, because, you know, at the end of the day, I want to treat others how I want to be treated.
Definitely.
And I don't want to be manipulated, so I had to change that behavior.
It tried to get me. I guess I was manipulated before.
Yeah, and I've been groomed. I mean, I've either been groomed or been the groomer.
Yeah.
All right.
Both in our case.
Yeah. But when it comes to grooming, again, it's about manipulation. A groomer is someone that typically is trying to get their needs met or their desires met. So they'll do whatever it takes.
They'll pretty much manipulate or shape someone else for their personal benefit.
Personal benefit.
You know what I'm saying?
So this is why it's important that you have healthy boundaries and you implement these boundaries to protect yourself, prevent things from happening, and also keep your information private. Because, again, if a groomer can use your information against you, they can use that to get what they want, to get their need met.
It's almost like build a bear for the mind.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Literally, like they're building you off of your emotions to get you to where they want to.
Definitely.
So they're pretty much grooming your emotions. Now, when it comes to groomers, their job is to get your attention, your time, money, all the way up to sex.
Yeah. Right. So my question though, bro, who is groom? Are men only groomers? Or
no, anyone can be a groomer.
Like, okay.
It's not limited to just men.
Okay, so we men and women.
Men and women.
What about, like, your grandmother?
My grandmother.
story time. God rest her soul.
But was the ultimate groomer. I'm talking about, like, she would manipulate my brother and myself just to get us to come up to the house and do some work. Now,
definitely.
I don't know about you. Did you have a grandmother that be like,
no,
I got one job. for you to do, and then she really got 10 other jobs?
Nah.
You didn't have that? Nah. Oh, you got, yeah. Boy, you got off.
I got off, huh?
Yeah, you got off. I hear you. My grandma was a master manipulator. I'm telling about, like, literally, she broke.
She knew exactly how to get y'all.
Listen, she broke every childhood labor law with me and my mom. Man,
y'all turned out pretty good, man.
Yeah, I learned some skills.
I mean, but then, like I said, back then, you didn't know you was being wrong. You didn't know you was being manipulated. You just listened to your grandmother.
Yeah, I mean, grandma said do it, we did.
Yeah, do it. Yeah, definitely.
Even if we didn't feel like it. All right. But when it comes to grooming can be any age group.
Definitely.
Babies are groomers and don't even know they're groomers.
Man, I got, you got two of them, two teenagers for the most part. And I got a toddler and a 1-year-old. Yeah. So, pre-toddler. You know what I'm saying? These grooming tactics I'm going through now, man, my daughter, and I know she grooming me. That's the bad part.
Yeah.
I know she grew with me.
And you have no choice.
No choice. I'm doomed, y'all. I got two girls. I'm in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, wait till you get to the age of my kids.
We're just going to enjoy the 3-1. Yeah. That's right. What I'm going to do.
But, yeah, grooming can be any age. 5-year-olds, they can be grooming. And know you're grooming. And grooming can be something you stumble across.
Mm-hmm.
It works for you. And guess what? You just kept doing it.
Yeah.
All right? Yeah. So let's step into the actual grooming tactics,
definitely.
So we want to start talking about the grooming tactics. There are 11 tactics that are used. Now, there can be more than 11, but these are the 11 that we, as far as the presenters that we have, what we present in the classroom, these are the 11 grooming tactics. So jealousy and possessiveness, it can go both ways. When it comes to jealousy, this person can act jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Why this person is on your social media? Who is that leaving hearts?
Why? Like, why this? Why that? Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And you can tell that the person is jealous, and you might be like, it's not that serious. Yeah. It's just social media.
Definitely.
But to them, they're making it serious because they're trying to control you. Remember, we said grooming is about control.
Mm-hmm.
If I can control your emotions, keep you as my puppet, then guess what? I get you to do anything that I want you to do. My needs will get met. And whatever I want will happen. Mm. All right? So they can act real jealous or they can make you jealous. Mm. Say if you got in an argument the night before and then say you're in high school and you got in an argument with whoever you're dating. And then the next day, they go to school and talk to somebody that you do not like.
Don't lie. Oh, my goodness. That's the big guy. You know what? You know what's funny? I know a story similar to that. I know a girl who was dating a guy, right? Mm-hmm. And they had an argument. They had a falling out. She thought he was on, in somebody's DMs and this and that and this and that. So what she did was she posted a picture of herself in a bikini. And I'm telling you, this bikini left nothing for the imagination.
Wow.
And I like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's the deal? She's like, I'm just trying to make him jealous. Now, she knew what she was doing.
Right.
And she still went forth and did it because her thing was, I'm going to try to make you feel how you made me feel.
Yes. And that's where you have to be careful because, like I said, it can go
both ways. Definitely.
Now, also, this person can be very possessive. If someone is telling you what to wear, who you can talk to, what to post on your social media, let me see your passcodes to your phone. Matter of fact, give me your phone.
Give me your phone.
Yeah. That's possession. People own property and things, not people.
Right.
No one is a slave.
That's a good one.
So you have to be careful when it comes to that person who acts jealous and they act very possessive.
Yeah.
All right. Daryl, you want to talk about the next one? Insecurity?
Okay, insecurity. Ooh, wow. Insecurity. Now, look, this can go both ways as well. Like, now you can criticize to make the target feel insecure, like nobody wants you, or you try to take their self-esteem and, push it down lower and lower than what it already is. You're so fat, you're ugly, and there's some extreme cases that follow, but at the same time, you get the gist of what an insecure person is. Like those girls who feel like they gotta post on social media just for the likes.
Just for the likes.
And like, they'll say something like, I'm feeling so ugly today. And then all of a sudden, no, you're beautiful, and blah, 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 you know what I'm saying?
For real, bro, you know what I do?
What you do?
I go in there like, oh, yeah, I'm just confirming how you feel, but you are ugly. No, I don't know. I'm joking. That's the savage side.
I got you. But I get it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I get what you're saying. I don't get the insecurity part. But that's just, I don't say to each his own, but it's not your job to make people feel better about themselves. That's their own responsibility.
Happiness comes from within.
Absolutely.
All right. So. So that's insecurity, where that person can act insecure or they can make you feel insecure.
Yeah, they can try.
It can go both ways as well.
In some cases, it works.
Now, intimidation works in many different ways. Somebody can use intimidation where they can use their size, their strength, their position, their power,
money,
looks, popularity,
status,
all those we'll different things. Later on. Yeah, we're going to talk about status. But it definitely can be that way. I'm sure we've seen in movies where, and I'm just going to give you a scenario of a movie where, you know, a football player, nicely built, popular, dating maybe a cheerleader in school. All right. And she happens to be talking to somebody and he doesn't like it. So he becomes jealous. All right. And then he comes up to her and he shakes her up and hits the locker, intimidating, using violent acts to intimidate her, using his size, maybe his strength to intimidate her to not talk to that person.
Wow.
All right. So you have to be careful of people who use intimidation that way, but also you have to be careful of people who use intimidation as far as your business.
Definitely.
Like, you started dating somebody.
Gotcha.
And this person, you know, you find some things that you didn't like about the person, and you realize this is not working for you. So then all of a sudden you have a conversation with, hey, you know what? This is not working for us, so I think that we should just separate.
Cut things off.
Yeah, cut things off. Just be friends.
Yeah.
And this person hits you with, nah, that's not going to work for me. But if you think that you want to do that, guess what? I can tell somebody that what you told me yesterday. I don't think you want that information. So now we're talking about people trying to expose you based off of you getting out of a relationship that is not good for you.
Wow. And that exposed thing is huge right now. People love to expose people.
Right.
But they hate to be exposed.
And that's where intimidation comes in. So we always say this, be careful of what information you give to someone too soon into the relationship.
Definitely.
You want to be mindful of that. All right. Definitely. Now, intimidation also works like this, where someone could say, if you leave me, I'll kill myself. Now, this is something that we need to really take very serious, especially very in this time that we're living in, where young people weekly, monthly are taking their lives, even not just teenagers, but even kids in elementary school. So what we say in this situation is, let someone know. If you hear something, say something.
If you're not snitching, you're helping actually.
Yeah, you're actually helping.
Especially in this case.
Because if you think about it, the last thing you want to do is not say something to somebody, and this person still ends up taking their life, and you have
knew
to
you could have prevented it.
Could have prevented it, and then you got to deal with the regret or the guilt that could weigh on you because you didn't say anything. So what we say is, if you see something, you hear something, say something. Let someone know, like maybe a teacher, a counselor,
your parent, an adult.
Someone.
Don't run to your classmate.
Yeah, someone who can get this person help. Even the authorities, if you have to go that far with it. But let someone know who can handle it and get the situation under control to where this person is getting the help that they need.
Definitely. That's the important part. Yeah. They get the help.
Yeah, they just need help. Because people who love life, listen, we ain't talking about taking it. I've had some very down moments, you know what I'm saying? And I'm as much as life has been down and, you know, I felt life has been trash, I ain't never talked about wanting to take my life. Because I love life too much.
It's worth living, man.
It's definitely worth living. So if you ever hear someone, matter of fact, if you are dealing with that, please reach out to someone. Someone that can get you the help that you need.
Or you know, let us know here at Elizabeth New Life. We can definitely help you with that.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And just reach out to one of the presenters, and we'll do whatever we can to make sure that you understand that you are worth living.
Definitely.
All right. Now, next one. That would be anger. Have you ever been around somebody who's always angry?
Always angry.
And you be trying to do stuff not to make them even more angry.
Or they fuse be so short you can't really enjoy time with them.
Right. Like, I mean, Debbie Downers.
Like those ones that play basketball and the next person foul me. I'm a dude, this basketball.
Yeah, it comes with the game.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but anger, it goes both ways too.
It do. It definitely does.
Yeah, and you just got to be careful of people who always act angry because those people, they're really trying to control your mood.
Pretty much. They trying to dictate how you feel while you're around them.
Right. And they're going to get whatever need they want met. So, again, now you're their puppet again. So you have to be careful of people like that. But also, again, like we said, anger works both ways. You got into it with Boo, whoever your Boo was. All right? Mm-hmm. Y'all going back and forth, and you doing everything you can not to get angry, but they push a certain button. All right? And they're acting angry, and they're pushing a certain button, and all of a sudden, now you're angry. Mm. You see how that works? All right? You have to be careful of people who act angry to make you angry, to control your emotions.
Definitely.
So, our next one, accusations.
Accusations. Ooh. People that like to accuse folks. Mm. So this works whether accusations are true or not. Either way, it puts the target on the defensive, so that the accusation, so they can disprove the accusation or to justify the behavior being criticized. People that, like, before you confront problems by saying I feel, instead of just, or saying like you did, like you always want to point the finger at somebody. Like my daddy used to always tell me, if you point one finger, you got three of them pointing back.
Right back at you.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And that stands true because sometimes people will accuse you without even knowing the truth.
Or what they may think through their insecurities.
Definitely.
Yeah. So when it comes to this accusation, no one likes to be accused of something that they didn't do. And I usually tell people this. If you've been accused of something you didn't do, we know it's a lie. So just let it lie there. Don't allow yourself to get upset. Don't allow yourself to get defensive, because when you get defensive, sometimes that make you look guilty.
Definitely.
All right, so
that's just a lie. Huge red flag.
Yeah, that's a huge red flag. And you have to be careful of people who accuse you of things that you know you haven't done. So what we say is this: if it's a lie, let it lie there. Yeah, now, if you did do it,
that's totally different.
Man up, woman up.
Just take the blame.
Take the blame. You did it, you know, tell the truth. Because do you realize transparency and telling the truth can help a relationship grow?
You did the crime, do the time, by the way.
Right. Now, flattery.
Oh, shoot.
Hey, bro.
Hey, this is a... Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. Remember when we said we was groomers?
Yeah, that was it right there.
Yeah, so, yeah, flattery was the one thing that we did. Now, did I know that I was grooming somebody at the time? No. Did you know you was grooming?
Nah. Not at all.
I just knew I was smooth with words. I'm sure you had the way with words.
No, had the swag, had the dress, had the everything. Everything was on point.
So, you know, I would say something, gas her head up, all right, have her feeling some type of way, and I already knew. Mm-hmm. Once I said what I said, I get what I want.
But to think that's exactly what it is. We may, even then, like we said, we didn't know we were groomers. We thought we was paying a compliment. But flattering wants something in return.
Yeah, and so you have to be careful of people who say things to get things from you.
Mm-hmm.
Flattery is probably one of the biggest things that a lot of people use from both sexes, men and women. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be careful of someone who is comparing you to someone else, like celebrities, or saying all these colorful words, mm-hmm. when they can just tell you you're beautiful or you're handsome.
Yeah.
All right,
bottom line, man.
Yeah,
but you know a spade when you see it.
Yeah, and you just gotta look through that and see that. All right, what do you want?
pretty much, just get cut straight to the chase. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You want something genuine, and that's what I'm saying. Like, flattery kind of takes away from the genuine of what someone is saying to you.
Yeah.
All right. So status.
That's a big one. Hey. Everybody want to be like the big man on campus, big woman. Everybody want to be the big man on campus, big woman on campus. Most popular this, most popular that. You know what I'm saying? Like when someone has more power than you, and another person from your age, from age to wealth to your job to popularity, everybody wants that. Why do people search after status so much, man? Like, what does it get you?
And I've never been one person to, like, get stuck on somebody's status.
Me neither.
You know, I've been a person that, like, I've been a heart person, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. What kind of person are you? You know, are you genuine?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sincere?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the type of person I've always been. But I've seen people who use their popularity, somebody who might use their money, their age, their job, position, power, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
They will use that.
Like, you know, I'm this, I'm that. You want a promotion, maybe you should...
do this.
Hmm.
Reasons why we had the Me Too movement.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But you just have to be careful of people who are using their position and power and status. Now, in high school, it could be a senior trying to date
a freshman.
Oh,
man.
Let's just keep it real. What do you think a senior really wants with a freshman?
That's only one thing I can think of.
One thing. And we just going to pause on that and let y'all think on that. All right, moment up. All right, mm-hmm. So.
What y'all think it is?
Yeah. So.
Y'all right.
Yeah, whatever you thought it is, that's what it is.
Yeah.
All right. But they're trying to get that one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, seniors think that they are grown, they are older, they're mature. And a freshman, when you're a freshman, you first come into high school,
you're naive.
Yeah, you're naive to how high school runs.
And honestly, I can't front that when I was in my freshman year of high school, I saw that.
Yeah,
I saw, when I first stepped into the high school, I saw the young freshman girls getting giddy when the senior
geeked up
when the senior approached them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, because I was in the marching band, so we did a lot of traveling. And I seen the bus trips. It was crazy to me, man.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And let's just be real about it. Those things are more attractive to young ladies than they are to me. I mean, we're still in high school. Have you ever seen a young lady in high school dating a grown man?
I used to see that.
Yeah. I used to see it all the time.
Those cars, those fleet of cars outside the student parking lot when school let out.
Yeah, picking up the young ladies. Now, what do they have in common?
Nothing
at all. You don't have anything in common other than y'all human beings. That's about it. As a matter of fact, I don't even think he's human. He's a monster.
Yeah, because that's illegal, bro.
That's illegal.
It's illegal.
Very illegal. So that's
like child abuse, man.
That's like my daughter being 16, 17, talking about, daddy, I done dated a guy. I know.
Bro, I don't want to think about it.
I know you don't want to think about it.
I'm talking about your daughter. My daughter's your daughter.
I don't want to think about it either.
You know what I mean?
But at the end of the day, they have nothing in common. He could be using his money. He could be using his car.
He's using his status.
Yes, his status. He's here. Let me say it again. Using all these things to intrigue a young lady that may be 16, because at that age, young men at her age may not have the same things that he has.
Definitely.
All right. So again, you got to be careful of people who use their status to get what they want.
Yeah.
All right.
They're going to do it too.
All right, Daryl, tell me what the next one is.
Oh, man. Bribery, man.
Listen.
This is, oh, goodness. Bribery. This is different from a gift, you know. Of course, if you, the bribe is, if I give you this, I'm going to expect this.
I want this.
You know what I'm saying?
But I did this for you.
I did this for you. Now you got to give me, come on, man. Like,
happen to being genuine.
Just genuine. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people bribe with some of the people, you know, a person can hold a person hostage through a bribe.
Yeah, they can.
You know what I mean? It's crazy.
I did this for you.
So
man.
You got, and it's, even if you do pay them back, it's still not going to be enough. It's still not going to be enough to the extent of what they did for you. It's not going to be enough on how you pay them back unless you do it exactly how they want you to do it.
Exactly how you want
to. Or give them exactly what they want.
So you got to be careful of the person that you're dating, that you did a favor for them, and all of a sudden now they want you to do another favor for them.
Answer me this, bro. What do you owe a person who spends money on you? What do you owe them?
A thank you, maybe.
Just a thank you. You don't owe them nothing else. Just a thank
you. Don't be rude.
Nah.
You don't owe them anything.
You don't owe them nothing. Just say thank you. And if they expected more than that out of it, I don't know if you can, personally, in my opinion, do everything you can, give them every dime back.
Listen, you got to pay attention to red flags.
Got to.
With strings attached. If people are doing something to expect something back for you, that's a string attached relationship.
It's not genuine.
You gotta be careful of those.
It's not genuine at all. All
right.
We
got repetition, man.
again and again.
I know you hear this all the time at this age, man.
That's all good. I love my babies, but daddy.
I love my babies. Repetition is one thing that people even use in relationships where they say the same thing over and over and over. Till finally you get so tired of hearing
it. You just give in.
You just break down and be like, take it, whatever. Just leave me alone. Stop talking about it, whatever. And that's where you have to be careful as a person who's saying the same thing over and over. All right? And it's not necessarily like kids do it all the time with their parents. But people do it in relationships too. All right? So that's pretty much self-explanatory.
Yeah, but you know, the repetition that comes so much, it could be a repetitive lie that people start believing it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Like you will continue to lie and lie and lie, and all of a sudden you start to believe that lie because you've lied so much. You start to believe in they become true lies to you. All because you kept repeating the same old lies over and over.
All right, so let's talk about these last two, sexual words. All right, now what happens with sexual words, this person, what they do is they end up saying things sexually or hinting at what they want. So sexual innuendos. Right? It can be through a song, it can be a joke, It could be where they switch up words on
it's you. Usually, a lot of times it's a joke.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's a joke.
Just to see if you'll bite. Mm-hmm. Right? And that's where you have to be mindful. That's why it's important that you're paying attention to the person that you're dating, the people that you are around, that you surround yourself around. Because it ain't even got to be somebody you're dating. It could be somebody that likes you and they say something to hint at what you... to see if you're going to bite.
And you just like, what?
Right. Yeah,
like on like the dodgeball clip, man.
Yeah. He's like, I think we should mate.
She's like, what? Why did she say I threw up in my mouth a little bit?
Right. Because she actually heard what he said, but then he tried to switch the
words. Oh, my goodness.
Talking about, instead of mate, he said, oh, no, I think we should date.
Yeah.
Socialize.
Yeah. Right.
So,
exclusively, yeah.
Yeah, you have to be careful of people who throw out sexual words. Or even, say if you ride in a car, somebody just throwing a sexually explicit song, hitting mm-hmm. at what they want.
Yeah.
You have to be mindful of that, right? Yep. Because, again, that's a grooming tactic that people use.
It works that way. A lot of people, a lot of people work that way, man. They just say these inappropriate sexual things just to see how you're going to react. They want to get a reaction.
Especially with the world we live in today.
Yeah.
Everything is sexualized.
Everything is sexualized.
Yeah, so you just got to
be... Like, look at Mr. Clean. Ain't that crazy?
Right.
Mr. Clean, dang near a stripper now, ain't he?
Pretty much.
Right, he got muscles and cut up and look like you.
I look better.
Okay. I'm going to start Googling. Yeah. All right. We're going to move on. All
right. Next one.
All right. Sex. Last one. Sex equals love.
Now, does sex equal love?
Nah, man.
Does love equal sex?
No,
because you love your grandma. You better not be loving
That's nasty.
Grandma. That's nasty.
That's nasty.
Just real nasty, real right? Nasty. But just because two people have sex with each other doesn't mean they love each other. Just because people love each other doesn't mean they have sex with each other. People have one-night stands in Vegas all the time.
All the time.
Do they love each other?
Probably not.
All right? And then you love your granny. And again, that's nasty. All right? So just because someone tells you they love you doesn't mean you have to have sex with them.
Right.
All right?
Right.
And just because other people are having sex in a relationship doesn't mean that's how you have to express how you love someone.
Definitely. Man.
All right? So... Again, sex and love. Just because you've been with somebody three whole weeks doesn't mean
21 days.
21 days doesn't mean you have to be sleeping with that person.
Man, you just write their name after 21 days.
Right. So just be mindful of that. Just because someone tells you they love you doesn't mean you have to have sex with them.
Sex does not equal love. Love does not equal sex. If you love me, have sex with me, that's a big lie. Don't go for it.
Yeah. So. Now listen, all these... grooming tactics that we just discussed in part one and part two.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that you are aware of this. These are red flags.
Red flags.
Things that you need to be looking out for in a relationship. Because, again, that's where you start. When you start seeing these red flags, these light bulbs need to be cutting on. Because that's making you aware of what you potentially could be dealing with. And, again, groomers... can create other groomers.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing you want to do is be someone who becomes a groomer. You start grooming other people.
Wow, that's deep.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Listen.
It's a shared trait. Ain't that crazy?
Shared trait. And it's a terrible trait to have.
Definitely.
So, again, you need to be woke to what these things are. Now, first one, control. Again, that's what they want
to
do.
They have to.
They want to control you. Through knowing your information,
mm-hmm.
guess what? If I got enough information, I can use it against you.
Yep.
All right? Again, that's why you have to be careful when it comes to your boundaries. Be careful what information you share with people, who you trust, who you become close to. All right? Again, you're responsible for that.
Definitely.
All right? So they want to control you, control the situation, control your emotions.
Grab that mind.
Yeah. You are their puppet.
Yeah.
All right?
Wow.
Then they want to use a false sense of trust. So they're going to shoot through your boundaries quick as possible to gain this false sense of trust. All right? You got to remember, trust is earned. It's not something that you just give away.
Right.
You
have it takes time, man.
And that takes time. Remember, TTP, time, trust, and your permission. So take your time when it comes to getting to know someone. Because guess what? Through time, groomers always show who they really are.
They really are.
All right?
If they feel like it's taking too long, they really going to show who they are. Because they're going to get a little frustrated and antsy. You know what I'm saying?
Or they get so tired that guess what? They just go up and leave.
Yeah.
All right, so
I can't control you. I'm gonna go somewhere where I can control.
That's right, because groomers want the people who are weak.
Mm-hmm.
If you're emotionally weak, guess what?
Ooh,
they're gonna shoot through your boundaries quick.
That's something that, but
especially after a breakup. Listen, man. That's when we are, like, pretty much our most vulnerable is when we break up with someone or we have a breakup.
Right.
All
right?
You can be vulnerable. And then groomer, guess what? They can come along. Swoop in, gain this false sense of trust. And you trust in this person. You believe it in this person. They saying everything that you want to hear. And then guess what? Boom. They got you. All right? But they also want to keep you a secret.
Yeah.
Listen, they want to isolate you.
You don't need nobody. All you need is me.
Don't tell nobody else what we doing. You know, this is our business.
Don't tell your mama. Don't tell your daddy. They don't. This is between us.
Right. So you got to be careful of people who try to isolate you from others. Listen, no relationship should be a secret.
No.
The relationships can be private, but not a secret. Even with privacy, certain people know are privileged to this information. All right? Privileged to the information that, okay, I'm in this relationship. But guess what? In private relationships, there is accountability because other people mm-hmm. know. And because that accountability is there, that way you won't be cheating on that person won't be cheating on you. That Definitely. Person won't be grooming you and you won't be grooming them.
Definitely.
All right? So, again, when it comes to your boundaries, tighten up if you don't have tight boundaries. Please. If you don't have boundaries, create
and take
your boundaries.
Them seriously. And don't let nobody else create them for you.
Listen, you don't want to get groomed? I definitely recommend that you don't rush into a relationship.
And if you are getting groomed or you did get groomed, face it. It's okay. You got groomed. That's okay.
It happened to us.
It definitely happened to us. You can definitely move and press forward in life after you get groomed. It's okay. Don't beat yourself up. Don't think this is an end all to be all. You still have a chance. You still have an opportunity. Now, if you know someone or you've been through this and you need some help with some people, and you see some warning signs of an emotional groomer, let somebody know.
Right.
The quicker you get out of that situation, the better off you'll be.
Right. And it's good that you're recognizing it because mm-hmm. when you recognize it, that means your boundaries are becoming stronger. You're becoming emotionally stronger.
It'll be harder for anybody to control you.
Yeah. So with that being said, everyone, just make sure that you are aware of your boundaries.
Definitely.
All right. Be aware of these 11 tactics. We'll name them off again real quick. We got jealousy and possessiveness.
We got insecurity,
intimidation,
anger,
accusations,
flattery,
status,
bribery,
repetition,
sexual words,
and sex equals love. You have to be careful of all 11 of those tactics.
And watch for the warning signs. You got control, false sense of trust, and secrecy. All right?
Listen, create healthy boundaries. You can avoid groomers. But if you are a groomer, change that behavior because you don't want to be manipulated either.
Definitely don't.
We out.
All right, I'm Durrell.
I'm Dante.
We'll see y'all later.
All right.
Thanks for joining us on Poke the Bear Podcast. Join us for more at our website, go4thegold.org.